The case of the crashed drone on the White House South Lawn has some wondering if the First Family's home might have a security weakness. It also raises questions about how well hobby drone operators understand airspace rules.
Now, most pilots know that they can't cruise over the National Mall without catching the attention of the Air Force, but someone with a remote-controlled quadcopter might not think that those rules apply to them.
There's a big question about right now about where people can use the devices recreationally. Obviously, you can go out in a remote area. It's probably going to be nobody around there, but the FAA may be concerned about that because some of these devices can go up actually quite high, and potentially they could be up as high as 1,000 feet perhaps where there are other aircraft that don't know they're there that could collide with them as well, too. So there's a lot of dangers that are involved.
That's retired airline pilot James Green, who now serves as chair of aviation sciences at Utah Valley University. He says people flying small drones probably don't need years of training, but some background would help.
It looks like the FAA may require initially for commercial operations that operators of UAVs do have a private pilot license, which would then give them that knowledge. But for someone who does not, the things that we can train them on is to avoid any airport traffic areas where aircraft are actually transiting from the ground up through the airspace, and then just to make sure that they realize that they need to operate the vehicle below 400 feet only and not in populated areas where there are pedestrians or people on the ground that potentially could be injured. So we could train them pretty well in those regards without them having to have a detailed knowledge of airspace restrictions and so forth.
Now, Utah Valley University hopes to train amateur drone pilots with coursework that it is crafting right now.
We already have one UAV course we're teaching right now. It's taught by an actual United pilot that's teaching it down in Houston, an online course. And then we're developing some other courses that we're going to incorporate into this certification process that we then are going to take to the FAA and say, this is what we're doing. This is the level of training and expertise that we are going to require for a person to receive their certificate of proficiency from us, and then it will be up to them as to whether they want to acknowledge that level of proficiency, or whether they will grant a license then in conjunction with that, or whether insurance companies will accept that.
Green says drone operators need to use common sense as well, avoiding sensitive areas like government buildings.